The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
And now, The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Flurry.
Let's go back to Arizona, where they've engaged in a months-long fishing expedition to try to taint President Biden's legitimate victory. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs has now informed the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors that she might not be able to allow the county to reuse hundreds of vote-counting machines because she can't trust that they weren't tampered with during this bananas, bamboo paper, and cyber ninjas fake audit, with the ballots supposedly fed to chickens before the chickens were incinerated.
We have been watching closely to the Justice Department to see if they were going to step in at all. We still don't know what's going to happen there. But elsewhere in the federal government, Homeland Security appears at least to be on it. And that may be increasingly important in the days ahead, now that what just happened in Arizona is about to start happening in other states and cities and counties across the country that have the misfortune of true believer conspiracy theorist Republicans being in control.
But standing alone, it is insufficient to meet the insurrection that has never stopped. What started on January 6th continues to reverberate.
The great Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines fascism as a political philosophy, movement, or regime that exalts nation and often race above the individual and that stands for a centralized autocratic government headed by a dictatorial leader, severe economic and social regimentation, and forcible suppression of opposition. Forcible suppression of opposition, maybe by voter suppression or by making elections just poof, disappear, maybe by violence. Physically attacking the seat of government, all to exalt a supreme leader. Not funny, and pretty frightening.
So the total meltdown continues, as we've been covering on this program. It's certainly being covered, all these recounts in the propaganda media. But you would think there'd be more people from the conservative side that would be interested in covering what's happening in Arizona. And now in Georgia, I'll update you on that in just a moment. New Hampshire's another one. Michigan, we've been talking about it at length on this program. A few others have, but very few on the conservative side. But the liberal media, the communist media, the propaganda media, they are in total meltdown mode. And we'll get into that on today's show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Trumpet Daily. You can get to the live stream of this program at our own website, thetrumpet.com/live. And starting today, you can get to the live stream at our new platform. I guess they host quite a few platforms, CRN Digital Talk Radio. So we're very happy to now be on CRN. You can see their apps on your devices. You can get to their website and get the live stream there. And then they also distribute their talk radio shows through other means as well, broadcast radio, internet, Roku, and so on. 11 million homes they get into. So we're very excited, as I say, to begin our partnership with them. Yesterday also, we had our first Sunday Trumpet Daily Weekend Edition. It played in a station in Phoenix, Arizona. So we had quite a lot to say about the ongoing recount there in Maricopa County. I was able to listen to a little bit of the live stream coming out of Phoenix, and I think everything went smoothly with that. That's at 11 a.m. Phoenix time. Of course, you can get to, as I explained on Friday, you can get to that Weekend Edition of the Trumpet Daily at our website as well, thetrumpet.com. And again, thetrumpet.com/live allows for you to get to the stream, not only the stream, but also the podcast that we post after the fact. So lots and lots of ways to get to the Trumpet Daily. I should also mention that our in-house production here, Celtic Throne, if you love Celtic music, if you love Irish dancing, this is a show for you, and we've got a summer tour that's just about to start in Oklahoma. There's several sites in Texas. They'll also be performing in these are some of them are world-class dancers. And then it's a real family production as well, and beautiful, beautiful, inspiring music, choreography, costuming, all of it. So if you're in the Oklahoma area, Texas, Arkansas, we're performing in Alabama and Tennessee. If you're in any of those states, go and visit CelticThrone.com and see if you can find some tickets. They're going fast. And with some of the venues, there's social distancing still, unfortunately. So there's not as many tickets available. With today's show, we're going to be referring you to a few of our publications, the Isaiah booklet that my father wrote many years ago, and then also two trumpet magazines. And if you're interested in any of this material, as you know, if you're a regular listener, everything that we offer on this program is offered without cost or obligation. It's already been paid for. So if you'd like to become a trumpet subscriber, you can call toll-free if you're in the United States, Canada, or the Caribbean. You can call toll-free 1-866-930-3024. So 866-930-3024 if you'd like any of the free material that we offer on today's show. So back to the meltdown and what's happening specifically. The latest, this happened Friday afternoon, so we didn't have an opportunity to talk about it on Friday's program. The news coming out of this Georgia court. But let's go back first to Joy Reid on her program. I think this might have been Friday evening on MSNBC, clip 14.
The thirst for power is so intoxicating that it has infected the Republican Party from the top down. Today we learned that a judge denied a request from a group of conspiracy theorists to take possession of roughly 145,000 absentee ballots from heavily Democratic Fulton County, Georgia. These right-wing extremists want to transport the ballots, get this, to a private company for an Arizona-style review. The judge said no, but will allow a digital review of the ballots while in the custody of Fulton election officials. None of this is going to change the results of the election. Biden will still have won Georgia way back in 2020. But if this isn't freaking you out, it should.
You should be freaking out, she says. Can you imagine these dirty Republicans wanting to take the ballots? That's how they're characterizing it in Arizona as well. They came in there and they took the ballots and they shipped them over to cyber ninjas. And now cyber ninjas, they've tampered with the machines so much that the machines can't be used anymore. That's what we learned on Friday. That's what we learned at the end of last week. That's right. The Secretary of State in Arizona says we can't even use these new voting machines now because they've been tampered with. Could they have been tampered with ahead of November 3rd? Of course not. It was perfect. That was perfect. Totally secure. Okay. Case closed. So here she is describing it as these evil Republicans and their thirst, their quest for power. The fact that they would go before this Georgia judge and say, we need a recount. We need a recount. We need to be able to, it's actually more than a recount. They want to examine the ballots because of all of these reports that there's something like 25,000 of them that are fraudulent. And so the judge, they can't go and give it to a third party, but the judge is going to allow some kind of carefully controlled audit of these ballots. This is a huge breakthrough for people seeking election integrity in the state of Georgia from Conservative Treehouse. It says here there are approximately 10 plaintiffs in an ongoing lawsuit about the election and ballot tabulation in Fulton County. The state and local officials had been denying access to the physical ballots, only permitting a review of low-resolution scanned images. However, an expert testified a disparity of approximately 21% of those low-resolution absentee ballot batches from what the state reported to what the auditors were able to see. So when the propaganda media talks about if they've been counted before, yeah, and in that count before, they found out there was a 21% discrepancy. So these plaintiffs are going before the judge saying, we need to look closer, in other words. We need to examine it. We need to be able to see, at the very least, we need to be able to see something that's in high resolution. And the judge has granted that. I think all the details are still being worked out. But these next couple of weeks are going to be quite interesting as they resume the count in Arizona after taking a week off because of all the graduation festivities last week. And then now this. Now this coming out of Georgia. It says the only way to really tell if any of the batches contained duplicated or photocopied ballots would be to look at the physical ballots or to look at high-resolution images of the physical ballots. It says on Friday, a Georgia judge agreed to allow the plaintiffs to review the physical ballots in a process yet determined. The custody of the ballots will remain under the control of the Fulton County election officials, but, it says, the auditors will be permitted access to them. This could be significant as there are 145,000 specific Fulton County absentee ballots at issue. And then the Conservative Treehouse website editorializes at the end, saying that this is a county similar to others in some of these big cities that is thoroughly corrupt. Says here, similar to Baltimore, Atlanta, Georgia is a hotbed of corruption at almost every level of government. From the school system to local elected officials, there have been widespread arrests over the years for corruption. It says it would be a surprise if election officials were not breaking the law in Fulton County. It is quite simply how they operate. This is just the way it works. And you don't need me to take you back to the night of November 3rd when Donald Trump was way ahead, was winning in a landslide fashion. And then all of a sudden, everything shut down. Well, speaking of Fulton County, remember the water main break? Oh, yeah. It was a flood of biblical proportions. They had to shut down everything. And then we come to find out later it was a leaking urinal. How about that? The lies and the propaganda media just ran with it that night. Oh, yeah, this is normal for everyone. Well, they need to sleep, the people counting the ballots. I mean, come on. It's 10:30 after all, so we need to shut it down. And they did. And what surfaced after that? All of these affidavits. There's six people that have signed affidavits saying that there are fraudulent ballots in these batches and thousands of them. The batches that are about to be examined, finally, for the first time. Never mind what the propaganda media says. Oh, it's been recounted once, twice, three, four. It's been recounted five times at least. Never mind what they tell you. What's happening in Arizona? And now, at least with respect to this 145,000 batch, what's happening in both of these instances is an actual review, an actual audit, an examination of the ballots to see if they're legit or if they were made up, if they're fake. If they're fake ballots, and this judge looks like he's prepared to take some action. He's allowing this review to go forward. But if they're fake, you cast them out. They don't count. There was cheating. There was stealing. There was thievery. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It said here, Georgia's headed for another review of its presidential, another, like it's just like all the others, another review of its presidential election results after a judge agreed to unseal more than 145,000. Talks about some of the same things I just read to you that the details have yet to be worked out. But it says, Amaro, this is the judge, said he intends to order the absentee ballots to be scanned by county officials to produce high-resolution images. The plaintiffs want to examine those images as to determine whether they are fraudulent. For example, the high-resolution images could be used to determine whether ballots were filled out by hand or mass-produced by a copy machine. Well, surely they wouldn't have been mass-produced by a photocopy machine, would they? Remember the video? Of this is after everybody, including the press, left that night in Atlanta. And then they started wheeling out all of these boxes of ballots. They just showed up. And then the video footage of them running the same ballots through the machine two and three times. Can you see why the propaganda media is in full meltdown mode? It's because they never thought this would happen. They've gotten used to intimidating people into silence. They've gotten used to intimidating people into inaction. And well, as it turns out, there's a few people willing to take action. Most notably, President Donald Trump. He's still fighting this illegitimate administration, this fake presidency. He's still fighting it. And he should. And he should. And he has a lot of support. Maybe not among prominent politicians, but he's getting some support at the state level. And he's getting support there because he has the support of quite a number of Americans in Arizona, in Georgia, and some of these other swing states as well. Pretty amazing developments. I just want to take you back if I get to this. This is the July 2021. This is the latest Trumpet magazine, the one on Get the Jab, Jab or Else. I'll have more to say about all the Fauci comments from over the weekend and just the fraud that there's been in this as well, the pandemic. And what they told us last year, and now the truth coming out about the Wuhan lab, and then the rollout of the vaccine. But anyway, Jab or Else, that's in the latest issue of the Trumpet magazine. There's an article in there. And again, make sure if you don't have a subscription already that you call our operators today. That's 1-866-930-3024. 866-930-3024. And you can request a one-year subscription to the Trumpet magazine. And there's no cost or obligation. So if you don't have this magazine, you need it. And it's free. So why not try it out? We have some wonderful writers contributing on a daily and weekly basis with our website, thetrumpet.com. But this takes some of the best offerings and then some, and pulls it together in one monthly issue. Old school, you could say. If you like to read from paper, then this is your opportunity to subscribe. So that was, what was I referring to? Ah, yes, the Trumpet article that my father wrote, July 2021. He says it's practically an open secret that radical Democrats stole the 2020 United States presidential election. So you're getting this at the Trumpet and almost nowhere else. It says polls show that over 70% of Republicans believe the election was stolen. A lot of Democrats also believe the election was stolen. My father says, I think many of them know it was. How many of these talking heads that you see on TV, how many of them know it? I played you that, that unhinged soundbite from Joe Scarborough on Friday, just screaming at people. If you believe Donald Trump's big lie about the election, then you need to get out of the country. You should leave America if you believe the big lie. Well, they're the ones promoting the big lie. That's why they want this January 6th commission. That's why they want this to just go on and on and on. That's why they want not just 450 arrests of these people that were trespassing and guilty of disorderly conduct. They want 100, 200 more arrests if possible. They're promoting the January 6th lie because that's providing cover for the bigger lie that November 3rd was legitimate. So they've got to try to cover their tracks. And then if there's ever a recount, it's done from afar. It's done with low resolution imagery. But now they're actually getting into people, Republicans and third parties are getting in and looking at the evidence. And as I've said on this program, this is something that they should be applauding the propaganda media. If Joe Biden is the most popular president in the history of the United States, what an opportunity to rub the Republicans' noses in it. Yeah, wow, we got into those ballots and I couldn't believe it. They're all legit. Can't believe how many people voted for Joe Biden, the basement candidate. He's a puppet. It's the third term of Barack Obama. Entirely fraudulent from the beginning. A fake presidency, if ever there was one. All of this fraud in multiple states. Arizona, Georgia, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada. How many more? Probably more. Listen to Rachel Maddow. This is from late last week, clip 11.
Today, the Secretary of State in Arizona, top elections official in the state, Katie Hobbs, today she conveyed some bad news to Maricopa County, the county that had all its ballots and voting machines and tabulators and all the rest taken by Republicans in the Arizona Senate so they could then be given to these Trump conspiracy theory, QAnon promoting, total rando cyber ninjas with no election experience. Arizona Secretary of State telling Maricopa County, sorry, but you've got to throw all of this stuff out now. Your election machinery, your voting machines, your tabulators, all this stuff, they all have to be replaced now. You can't reuse them again because they've been tampered with. So that's how this is going. Well done, Arizona Republicans. Anything else you'd like to touch and thereby destroy?
Yeah, the Republicans, the moment they touch a machine, it's tampered with and destroyed. If Dominion personnel work with the machine, they're to be trusted, Dominion, and their workers. If they keep passwords and they don't give them over to the county officials, that's okay. That's normal. That's not the machines were perfect, no matter who touched them on November 3rd. But now you get one Republican to touch a machine, you got to throw them out. Yeah, you got to throw them away. Can't even use the machine anymore. These machines that supposedly were never, ever connected to the internet. So they were all standalone machines and they've all got to be thrown out. This is their reaction. This was from Politico this morning. It says Trump supporters who back his claim that the 2020 vote was rigged are running to become the top election officials in key states. What? You mean like Vernon Jones? He's running to replace Governor Kemp in Georgia, and he wants a full official recount, an audit, a proper audit? This is dangerous. The way Politico views it, this is dangerous. Republicans who sought to undercut or overturn President Joe Biden's election win are launching campaigns to become their state's top election officials next year, alarming local office holders and opponents who are warning about pro-Trump ends justify the means candidates taking big roles in running the vote. They can't. I mean, if they examine the vote, like I say, there's fraud everywhere. But when they did it, when the Democrats were in charge and running the vote in Fulton County, in Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh, in Detroit, in Milwaukee, in Atlanta, In, of course, Maricopa County, it was perfect. This is the most secure election in history, said the former director of CISA, the cybersecurity arm of the federal government. These people are being exposed, which is why they're in panic mode. It says here the candidates include, well, it gets into, again, that's Politico, just from this morning. And so you can see why. I'll play this clip for you again from Rachel Maddow. It was in the montage that we led off the show with in the cold open. But this is Rachel Maddow. She is fuming at what these state officials are getting away with, the way she views it. So this is her plea on national television for the Biden administration to bring in the DOJ or the Homeland Security, something. The deep state has to bail us out here, she says. She doesn't use deep state. But listen to what she says. Never mind these state governments. They don't matter. We need the feds to force the will of these communists on all of the American people. This is a communist, this is a takeover attempt brought on by the communist infiltration that Herbert Armstrong wrote about decades ago. He wrote it in the Plain Truth magazine. Mr. Armstrong died in 1986, of course, and we have continued right on in his footsteps. We have all of his literature at our website, by the way. Again, the phone number, 1-866-930-3024. Call that number if you want to read any of Mr. Armstrong's material. We give that away to you free as well as the Trumpet magazine and this little Isaiah booklet, which I'll get into in the next segment. But here they want this January 6th commission to cover up this big lie that the election was perfect. And these state officials are making them nervous. So here's Rachel Maddow calling on the DOJ to intervene. Clip 12.
We have been watching closely to the Justice Department to see if they were going to step in at all. We still don't know what's going to happen there. But elsewhere in the federal government, Homeland Security appears at least to be on it. And that may be increasingly important in the days ahead, now that what just happened in Arizona is about to start happening in other states and cities and counties across the country that have the misfortune of true believer conspiracy theorist Republicans being in control. This Arizona mess is the most high-profile one thus far, and it is a catastrophe. But they are going to try to take it nationwide. In which case, maybe we do need some federal help here to try to protect voting systems nationwide, to try to protect voting equipment nationwide, and to try to protect cast ballots nationwide from the way these Republican-controlled entities are now starting to mess with them.
She wants big government to come in and impose its will on these state legislatures. These are people that are very, very nervous. They want you distracted by the January 6th commission when they should be preparing a commission to investigate Tony Fauci and these Wuhan labs that started the coronavirus that's killed more than 3 million people worldwide. The flip-flopping on that. Listen to Senator Tom Cotton on one of the Sunday shows yesterday. This is clip 8.
Well, I think a lot of these so-called experts and scientific bureaucrats are trying to cover their tracks. Again, this could be a genuine scandal. This could be public health bureaucrats violating explicit direction from the Obama White House to continue research that is highly, highly dangerous and potentially susceptible to escape from a laboratory, especially a laboratory in China that has notoriously bad safety practices.
So here again, one of the taglines for this magazine that we send out, this is from last August 2020. And as we often say, the Trumpet magazine, tomorrow's news today, going back to August, my father had an article in there, where is the China-America clash leading? And this is a little bit from the opening of that article. It says, the coronavirus crisis has exposed the true nature of the Chinese Communist Party as nothing ever has. It should be a sobering warning to the entire world. So Senator Cotton there was talking about, well, he was talking about this back in February and March. And the propaganda media back then were looking at him as if he was crazy. Who are you to say that this came from China, from this lab? And then, of course, President Trump, when he started calling it the Wuhan flu or the China virus, oh, that just sent them into a frenzy as well. How can you say China virus? How could you actually blame this on China? These people are demented in their thinking. They're sick and deranged. And Isaiah the prophet, read Isaiah 1. We went through that in a recent study. It talks about a sickness from head to toe, and it starts in the head. It starts up top. It says some of the most incriminating evidence appeared in a shocking 15-page report published in early May, compiled by an intelligence alliance comprised of the U.S., Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand called the Five Eyes. It says, for years, China has worked ferociously to surpass the U.S. in economic power and scientific advancements. So they're trying to take us down, this communist, the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. Says, meanwhile, this is my father writing back in August of last year. Meanwhile, the coronavirus that the CCP unleashed onto the world, has cost the U.S. trillions of dollars. America's national debt keeps climbing toward $30 trillion. He says further on, as China does all it can to hasten America's decline, the China-U.S. relationship is becoming a tense clash of economic giants. He goes on to talk about how that this clash is prophesied in the Bible. And then you look at the next subhead underneath what I just read to you. Again, this is the August issue of the Trumpet magazine. And it says, a man-made plague. It's a man-made plague. We said almost a year ago. It says on May 3rd, that would be May 3rd, 2020, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that COVID-19 came from the laboratory in Wuhan. And then my father says, this is alarming. This is alarming. It came from a lab? You mean China started this? And whether it was an attack or whether it was an accident, it came from this lab? And this is what led to this worldwide pandemic that shut our nation down, that shut down our economy? Well, it says here in a May 4 bombshell report about the Five Eyes coronavirus document, Australian Daily Telegraph's Sherry Markson pointed out that in 2014, the U.S. withdrew funding to China due to fear over controversial experiments that make pathogens more potent or likely to spread dangerous viruses. This is the gain of function that you've heard about a little bit in the news of late. This is what Rand Paul, Senator Paul, confronted Dr. Fauci on. If you remember in that exchange from a couple weeks ago, he said to Fauci, now, did you ever provide a gain of function funding to the Wuhan lab? And Fauci said, oh, no, never, never. And then, he's had to clarify since then, because he provided funding to this outfit in Georgia who then provided funding to the Wuhan lab. And so here they are making these viruses even more deadly because they want, well, they've got to produce an even better vaccine. What a racket. I mean, you talk about fraud and dishonesty. This is beyond just not telling the truth. This is scandalous, just like Senator Cotton said. It's scandalous. It's criminal activity is what it is. Listen again to Tom Cotton from the Sunday show yesterday, clip 6.
But it surely is a big coincidence that this virus started not up in some remote mountain village with caves full of bats, but rather in downtown Wuhan, a city larger than New York, just a few blocks up the road from labs that was researching bat-based coronaviruses. And since then, every bit of circumstantial evidence, to include evidence that came out in the final days of the Trump administration, that some employees and staff at these labs may have had coronavirus-like symptoms as early as October or September of 2019, continues to point to these labs as the origin of this virus, not that food market that the Chinese Communist Party used as a cover story from the very beginning. That's why it's so imperative that the Biden administration hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable and demand answers for all of these questions.
Yeah, and right after he said that in the interview, Maria Bartiromo said, well, you know that's not going to happen. You know the Biden administration is not going to hold them accountable. Of course they won't. They're doing their bidding. They used the coronavirus as a pretext to get all the mail-in. This is how it's all connected. To get all of those millions and millions of mail-in ballots to make it possible for them to just run them through the photocopier and then run them through the machines multiple times. And now they're actually examining that. And the propaganda media, they're getting nervous. Coming back to Fauci, though, listen to what Fauci said in a recent interview. Here he is talking about, PolitiFact asked him about this exchange, this contentious exchange he had with Rand Paul. And here's what Fauci had to say, clip 1.
Senator Rand Paul, who you've tangled with in the past, basically suggesting that you and the NIH funded risky research that eventually down the line is connected to COVID-19. I don't want to dwell on this for too long, but I did want to give you that chance to react to his comments today.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually preposterous. And I mean, to bring something that up is really not helpful. He was saying we funded a kind of research in China that could lead to dangerous research. That's not the case. So what he was saying was just absolutely not true. It's really unfortunate that he brought that up. It really does nothing but cloud the issue of what we're trying to do. So it was just, unfortunate that he said that. It was said in an accusatory way that just made no sense and was not based in any fact at all.
It's unfortunate. Notice he says there, it's unfortunate that he even brought it up. That's the same response they have to Republicans saying we need to actually examine the ballots here. You shouldn't even bring it up. If you bring it up, that's going to destroy America's faith in democracy, in our elections. We're supposed to just move on. Don't bring it up. Just move on and play along. Just pretend. Well, listen to what he reveals here in the next clip, clip two.
There's a lot of cloudiness around the origins of COVID-19 still. So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. And I think the real unfortunate aspect of what Senator Paul did is he was conflating research in a collaborative way with Chinese scientists, which was, you know, you'd almost have to say if we did not do that, we would almost be irresponsible, because SARS-CoV-1 clearly originated in China, and we were fortunate to escape a major pandemic.
So he's a couple of interesting things there. For one, he says, you know, she says, are you still convinced that it developed naturally? He says, no. All last year, I don't have time to play all the clips here, but all last year he was saying, no, of course it was natural. It didn't come out of the lab. That's what Donald Trump and his supporters have said. And they're crazy. And so now he's changing his tune on that. Then he says, well, you know, we had to collaborate with these Chinese scientists because some of these diseases in the past have come out of China. So we need to know a little bit more about the diseases coming out of China. So we're partners. We're partners with the CCP. Listen to this next clip, clip three.
So in a very minor collaboration as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
Some Chinese, Chinese scientists, he said. I better not say communists. That might make us look a little bit bad. So he caught himself, not early enough. The Chinese communist. Of course we had to collaborate with the China. And you know what Tom Cotton said yesterday on that Sunday show? He said these people, the CCP, these Chinese communists have been lying from the very beginning. They're the ones that said, hey, it came from the Wuhan market. It came from the bats. It's just came from nature. We couldn't do anything about it. They lied. And there's Dr. Fauci. And when you look at his connections to the Wuhan lab and the funding that it received from the United States of America, how does he then become the one, the guru? Like, he's the one that's telling America how to deal with this virus. That man, and Tom Cotton hit it on the head yesterday, that man may be more responsible for starting it than anyone on Earth. Unbelievable. How does this happen? Well, as I'll get into in the closing segment, you look at Isaiah 5. It talks about calling evil good and calling darkness light and so on. It's completely, completely upside down. They said it was perfect, the election on November 3rd. In fact, it was stolen. Here's the rest of that clip after he caught himself on the communist part, clip 4.
So in a very minor collaboration, as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. And what he conflated that is that therefore we were involved in creating the virus, which is the most ridiculous, majestic leap I've ever heard of. But no, I'm not convinced about that.
Yeah, we didn't have anything to do with creating it. Sure, we sent some money. Okay, we sent some money to our branch. I forget the name of the outfit in Georgia, and then it was redirected to the Wuhan lab. But how preposterous to think that we would actually create something this deadly. Well, listen to the head of that branch in Georgia. Again, I forget the name of it. Oh, it's the EcoHealth Alliance. This is Peter Daszak. He's one all through last year that was saying about Trump or anyone else that if you say it came out of the Wuhan lab, you are crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. Listen to him in December of 2019. This is just a couple months before coronavirus exploded onto the world scene. And this is what he was saying at the tail end of December of 2019, in December. This is clip 9.
You're saying these are diverse coronaviruses, and you can't vaccinate against and there are no antivirals. What do we do?
Well, so I think that coronavirus is a pretty good, I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily.
Wow. So there he is, bragging about how you can manipulate coronaviruses in the lab. But they would never, never have done that with COVID-19. That's what he says today. That's what Fauci now says. Even as it's being exposed, all these connections with the Wuhan lab. One last clip from this British virologist, clip 10.
You can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, insert it into the backbone of another virus,
right,
and do some work in the lab. So you can get more predictive when you find a sequence. If you're going to develop a vaccine for SARS, mm-hmm. people are going to use pandemic SARS as
yeah, sure.
But let's try and insert some of these other related and get a better vaccine.
Yeah, let's try to make it more deadly, more potent, these diseases, so then we can know what to put in the vaccine. And all of this information that's now coming to light, it coincides with probably the most intense pressure we've ever seen in the world to get the double jab. That's what this issue is about. Latest issue of the Trumpet magazine, jab or else. I mean, we're being threatened in some cases, or shunned in other cases, shut out in some cases, if you don't get the vaccine, even here in the United States. It's certainly happening in Europe. It's happening in Britain. It's happening in Israel. Pretty amazing. As I say, it does tie in with what we'll get into in the next segment. For any of our literature, make sure that you call one of our operators today, 866-930-3024. That is a toll-free call if you live in the United States, Canada, or the Caribbean. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We'll be right back.
This is KPCG-FM, and this is the Trumpet Daily. The Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course is a distance learning program that makes the Bible clear and understandable. The correspondence course enables enrollees to learn what the Bible itself says about subjects that affect you and the world you live in. This fascinating Bible course highlights and proves what the Bible says about morality, war, religion, terrorism, and other current events, focusing on the root causes of this world's many problems facing man, as well as their solutions. The Bible and this course also focuses on the reason mankind was created in the first place, the way to happiness, accomplishment, and fulfillment, as well as the truth behind important doctrinal questions, such as what happens after we die, the nature of God, the resurrection, the millennium, and other critical subjects. Enroll today in the Herbert W. Armstrong Bible Correspondence Course. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com. This is KPCG-FM, and this is the Trumpet Daily.
And welcome back to the program. I failed to mention at the end of the last segment, you can also submit some feedback to the show, td@thetrumpet.com. Email the program. And as I say, if you like what you hear today, you can get us every day at the trumpet.com website, thetrumpet.com/live. And then we're also happy to be on CRN Digital Radio Network as well. So Isaiah 5 and this upside down world that we're in, Isaiah 5:21 talks about, verse 20 actually, it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." He's talking about a world upside down. And woe unto us if we can't think straight, or if we can't really see and understand what's happening, what's going on. Let's just back up to Isaiah 5 and verse 8. It says, "Woe unto them that join house to house and lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth." Here the prophet's talking about not putting our trust in materialism and riches. If we do that, well, look at our society. I gave you that quote by my father earlier. pushing toward $30 trillion in debt. Is it sustainable? Is the U.S. dollar, the mighty dollar, is it going to be worth anything in a year or two from now? There's people in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere that think we can just keep spending trillions and everything will be fine. One bailout package after another. Do you really want to put your faith in riches, in the wealth of this world? God, I just went through a study last night, a personal study for myself last night, about the spiritual riches contained in the Word of God. You can read about it in Psalm 119. You can read about it in, I think, Proverbs 3. Over and again, really, it's from cover to cover. God talks about how valuable, how precious the truth is. It's more valuable than fine gold, gold and silver. It's more valuable than precious rubies. Is that the way you view the Word of God? You should. You can. Woe unto you, though, if you put your trust in the riches of this earth. Verse 11, it says, woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, until wine inflames them. You see, woe unto you if you're addicted to those kinds of substances. That's just going to bring misery and unhappiness into your life. It says in verse 15, and the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. We got into this last week. Isaiah 2 talks about the loftiness of man being brought low. I'm just hitting a few high spots, but it culminates here in verse 20, which we read. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. See, everything with respect to our world today, our nations today, whether it's the moral standard, certainly the family, the traditional family, as Isaiah 3 brings out, everything's just upside down. It's in nearly every case, it's almost exactly the opposite of what it should be. And that's alarming. It should be. It should be alarming to us. All of this shows just how far removed we are from the Word of God. We need God's truth. We need the Holy Bible. It's the foundation of all knowledge. And how safe is it to live in a structure, a house, or an apartment building where there's no foundation, where there's no solid base? We need God's Word. We need to keep coming back to it and to anchor our hearts to it. John 7 and verse 7, this is in the Gospels, it says, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. That was Christ's assessment. I mean, that was in the first century. He surveyed the scene and said that the works of those in this world are evil. Now, that's exactly the way some of the other biblical authors wrote. Paul in Galatians 1 and verse 4 said, he described this world as the present evil world. And then you know some of the other memory verses, some of you do. 2 Corinthians 4, 4 talks about Satan being the god of this world, and Ephesians 2, 2, he's the prince of the power of the air. There's a reason why you see all of this violence and burning and rioting and sickness and disease and scaremongering and lying and deception. God's truth is the way out. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus said that in John 8. The truth is liberating. It still can be frustrating as you see just how intense and how widespread the lies are. There's just no let up. As I said in the first segment, you have the propaganda media today. They're in full meltdown mode, just bombarding us with lies so that they can hopefully perpetuate the big lie. But even still, those of us in God's family, we know that God has allowed all this. It's no problem for God to flip it. I mean, I've given a program before about how many illegitimate leaders there are even in the biblical record. Kings who appointed themselves, basically. And maybe for a time it worked. But eventually, God intervened to set things straight. It does say in 2 Kings 14, it talks about Jeroboam saving Israel. It's just going to be temporary, though, and that takes us into other prophecies that I don't have time to cover today. But coming back to Isaiah 5 and verse 21, it says, "Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them who are wise in their own eyes, who think they've got it all figured out." God wants us to look to Him, to look at world events through His eyes. And as I say, the Trumpet Magazine, it's a wonderful, illuminating publication that just helps for you to understand the course of world events, to understand this world we're in. This is not God's world. And the truth of it is, this world's about to explode just before the magnificent and glorious return of Jesus Christ. Now, those prophecies fill the Bible as well. The return of Jesus Christ to this earth. Let me just give you a quote from Tomorrow's World. This is way back in 1971. It says here, a few years ago, a man experimented by putting on special glasses which turned his vision upside down. That is, right side up. After 2 weeks of dizziness, pain, and confusion, he was finally able to walk, run, catch, and otherwise perform as normal with these special glasses. When he took them off and went back to normal, quote unquote, that is, switching from true normal back to the upside down images, which appeared to be normal, he again became nauseous and dislocated, but finally was able to adjust back to normal. It took him some time to see straight. And the point that this quote brings out is that, I mean, if you get used to viewing everything upside down, before long, it just seems like it's normal. But it's not. It's very much abnormal. God wants us to think straight and to see straight. And the way to start is with His law and His family, His institutions, the institutions He's ordained, and just really aligning our lives and our marriages and our families as perfectly within the bounds of His laws as we can, with His help. We make mistakes, of course, but the truth is there. The Holy Bible is God's instruction manual. It's a how-to book, and a lot of people don't even use it. They don't even care to look into it. We should be studying it and even speaking from it every day to our families, our children. And if we were led by God-fearing leaders, they'd be quoting chapter and verse every day as well. As it is, you get quite a few of them. When they do quote the Bible, they misquote it or they take it out of context. There's a lot more we could get into in the book of Isaiah, but let me just refer you to my father's booklet, Isaiah's End Time Vision. He wrote this many years ago, and it's expanded a number of pages over the years. I think it's up to a couple hundred pages now. But a wonderful study that takes you right through the prophet Isaiah's work. And we've been going through some verses from his book over the last several programs. And what an inspiring book it is. It's sobering as well. Some of the prophecies, as I just read to you, it should jolt us. But there's some beautiful prophetic passages about a coming utopia that's about to be set up and established on this earth. Think about Isaiah 35 or God's government and no end to peace in Isaiah 9 or the prophecy about Emmanuel in chapter 7. Or the wonderful world of tomorrow in Isaiah 2. It's all in there. Call our operators today, 1-866-930-3024. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. Send us feedback, td@thetrumpet.com. Thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.